Okay, so beginning a brand new sugya today, Be'ez Hashem Yisborach, Ahlamed Gimel Omed Aleph. Says the Gemara, Niktam Reisoy. The Mishnah told us, the number based on the base, that Niktam Reisoy is a tool with regard to Hadas, just as we saw with regard to Lulu. However, we will see it's not so positive. There is a very big discussion about Niktam Bahadah. So let's have a look. Honi Ula Bachinano. Ula Bachinano Tulfas Niktam Roisoi the also boy tomorrow. What happens if the top of the Hadas was indeed cut off? But then also boy tomorrow. Now what's a tomorrow? We know a tomorrow normally translated as date. So it sounds like the top of that dust was cut off, and then a date grew at the top. Says Rashi, "Hold the boy tomorrow, kmin tomorrow." So Rashi is immediately pointing out that it doesn't literally mean a date. Dates don't grow out of hadassim. Dates grow out of palm trees. So Rashi is telling us it is kmin tomorrow. Some sort of fruit or some sort of growth that's like a date. Ke'en ha-nimso ba'alei arova, similar to the one that is found in the leaves of arova. Now in arova also there's no dates on an arova tree. Ha'omim ba'alim, sometimes you see it on the leaves. Dobuk, it is stuck there, kamin pri, like some sort of fruit, maybe a berry or something. Yorek, which is green. The Tsoivin boy Hanosim, and Nosim use this to dye, D-Y-E, Tseifeim. Tseifeim is their shawls. So apparently it's some sort of fruit or berry which is used for clothes dye. Okay. So what we need to know is, you had Niktam, but once this tomorrow grew out of it, so what's the mile of tomorrow growing out of it? Is that it doesn't just hide it, it means the top is not really now cut off anymore because it's, as it were, regrown. It's grown into something else. So it's not just that it's being concealed, but rather but also by tomorrow, the tomorrow is now the top of your hadas. Says the Gemara, Kasha, indeed it is Kasha. That was Ula Bachimna's Chiddush. I have to see exactly why indeed is this a chiddush. Boi Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah now posed the following question. Niktam roisoi me'erev yomtev. Va'olso boi tomorrow b'yomtev mahu. What happens if the top of the Hadas was cut off when on erev yomtev prior to Sukkot? And the tomorrow, however, only grew on Yom Tov, which means that when Yom Tov kicked in, this hadas was possible, was Niktam. So what is the discussion? Yes, Dichui, Eitzel, Mitzvah, Oy, Loi. So here we are entering a huge discussion, which we're going to learn now, Barichos, Beis Hashem, the sugya of Dichui. Nireh, a very big discussion. What is the discussion? The discussion is that once his hadas became possible, how so? Because it became niktam. Do we say that there's a principle which, as we're going to see in a moment, we find in the context of korbanos of being a dochri? A dochri means rejected. Once something is rejected, it's classified as possible. It could be, and with korbanos this definitely is the way, that's it, game over. You cannot now kosher something that is already rejected. Now, we know there are hundreds of examples in the Torah of something that becomes possible and you can fix it up. So if there's a lesson in, say, the Torah which becomes possible, you can fix it up. We don't say that that's it, sorry. Sefer Torah is dochri, it's rejected, game over. Can you imagine how it happened? You're very expensive business. If somebody accidentally cooks meat in their milk pot, and the pot becomes straight. We don't say that's it, dochri, throw it out. You could do hazalas kalim, you could do kashim. Well, there are many, many cases in various halachas that something becomes posel or treif or tomei. Every woman who becomes tomei once a month, what are you going to say? That's it, she's dochri, finished, she's tomei leilam boed. No, she's tomei now, she can become toif. She goes into a mikvah. If somebody touches a mace, it's true. It's a deraisa for him to enter the Beis Hamikdash. It doesn't remain like that forever. And it goes into mikvah, it follows the Tahara process, it becomes toif, etc., etc., etc. So these are all principles that we know. There are hundreds of examples of something went wrong, or became possible for whatever reason, or tomei, and you can fix it up. With regard to korbanos, as we're going to see in a moment, Rashi explains to us, there's a principle called dochri, rejected. Once rejected, it's all over. Even if the reason why it became rejected is now gone, and it's become rectified, sorry, it remains rejected. So here we're wondering, what about with regard to a mitzvah? A chesed to the mitzvah. Once that das became possible, because it was mikdam, would you say, once possible, always possible? Now, before we see all the principles and the details of dochri, let's just pause for a moment. The Gemara just told us, in the name of Ula Bachinana, Nikdam Roshoi, Va'olsa by tomorrow, it's kasha. So it was possible in the beginning, Va'olsa by tomorrow, it's kasha. So what exactly now is Rabbi Yirmiyah asking? Says Rabbi Yirmiyah, what would be if it was Nikdam on Erev Yom Tov, and it was also by tomorrow on Yom Tov? One second, what's your question exactly? Is there dochri or is there not dochri? How do you understand Ula Bachinna? What was Ula Bachinna talking about that you still have your question outstanding? Oh, in other words, he's telling you that maybe Ula Bachinna is talking about where it became Nikdam. So then it got fixed up prior to Yom Tov. Now everybody agrees that even Lech Oira, even if you tell me that there's a principle called Dochri, even if that exists, which Rav Yirmiyah is now debating, but even if Dochri exists, that only applies if it was rejected at the time when the mitzvah applies. I.e. on Yom Tov. But if prior to Yom Tov it was mixed up and I managed to get it all sorted out, then what? Is there a problem with Dochri because it was rejected? When was it rejected? An Erev Yom Tov? There's no such thing as a possible Hadas on Erev Yom Tov. There's no such mitzvah Hadas on Yom Tov. On Erev Yom Tov. Only kicks in on Yom Tov. So therefore the whole notion of Dochri, if it exists at all, if you're missing that, I'm not sure, that's his topic, can only exist if the onset of Yom Tov, this item, this hadas, was possible. But if by the time Yom Tov arrived, I managed to kosher it up already, then everything's fine and dandy. Yeah, dochri, not dochri, this thing was never dochri. Why was it never dochri? Because even if it was mixed on an Erev Yom Tov, there's no such thing as a hadas possible on Erev Yom Tov. There's no mitzvah hadas on Erev Yom Tov. So that's what he's telling you. When Ula Bachinana said what? But if it's mixed, I'm worried they've also by tomorrow's kasha. Yeah, maybe that's talking about where it all got sorted out prior to Yom Tov. I've got a brand new shaila. What happens if it got sorted out only on Yom Tov itself? That means on Yom Tov it was actually possible. I've coated it up. That's my question. Does it help or not? Third Rashi. The also by tomorrow beyond Tov, Misenegad. What does Misenegad mean? From when I bound it up, the betolus nami salka bay. What does that mean? The betolus nami salka bay mean? also by Smara Biyomtev Nisan Ne'egad, when it became bound together, the Betolosh Nami Salkabei. When it is polish, when it is plucked, when what's plucked? Nami Salkabei, it could also be Oila. What does that mean? Rashi is coming to answer a very simple botanical question. How did they have that which is cut off from the tree, then develop a tomorrow when it's no longer connected? Can that be? So Rashi, yes. The betolosh, because even when this hadas is plucked off the tree, and now what is it? A lusik nami. Also then, talka bay, this tomorrow can be oila. So if I don't think that this question is purely hypothetical, no, it's actually practical. Even when it is talosh, we're not talking about hadas plant, which is connected to the ground. It's talosh. It's long plucked off. It's severed. It's not connected to the ground at all. Nonetheless, nami sal kavei, it can still be oila tomorrow, and that's what we're discussing. Sal can be oila. Now the Gemara says also by tomorrow. Tomorrow rose out of it. It can also rise out of the hadas even when it is plucked off. If I don't think this question is theoretical, it's practical. What is the sailor? This is the thing. Do we say Noheges Torah Dichui? The Torah of Dichui is also in practice, is also applicable. Eitzel mitzvah, with regard to mitzvah, the same, just as Shemaheges Eitzel Karbonis. That is the title of this question. Do we say that Dichui, which definitely applies to Karbonis, also applies to mitzvah? What does it mean that applies to carbonate? The im nira v'nitchas. What does nira v'nitchas mean? What does nira mean? What does nira v'nitchas mean? The other way around. Nira means it was first appropriate. It was nira. It was roll. It was roll to be used. It was qualified. It was kosher. And then the nitchas, and then it became rejected. Misha nitchato. After, for example, it got tested. Imagine the animal is absolutely kosher for yoshes. Near fitting, appropriate for the carbon. Then you tested it, and all of a sudden something went wrong. In Tommy. So in theory, if I can be mitahil this animal now, do I say it's too late? Because once it's rejected, it's rejected. Yes, you do say that. Omrit, you say, Yidcha. It becomes rejected. And Rashi threw in a very, very important word there, which was Nira. It first had to be appropriate. Meaning, imagine you have an animal, which is not a carbon, roaming around the field and he breaks its leg. Okay. 6 months later, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, the animal is now healed. The leg is absolutely kosher v'yosher. And now I say, I go to this animal, I say, Harezu Chatos, Harezu Oila, whatever it is. Is that a kosher carbon? 100%. Why? Because when it was posel, meaning when it was a Baal Mum, it wasn't near, it wasn't a carbon at all. We're talking something about it was nira, it was a carbon, it was tested. And then all of a sudden, something went wrong, it was nitcha. In Tommy, for example, it was appropriate, it was rejected as a kosher carbon. Not rejected prior to ever becoming a carbon in the first place. It was nira. It was a valid, appropriate, fitting carbon, and then became rejected. What's halacha? Once rejected, always rejected, as Rashi says, the su, further, loyhodar, chazi. It never becomes chazi again. What does chazi mean? Again, nira, the Aramaic for nira. It doesn't become appropriate once again. Once rejected, always rejected. That's what's true in Korbonis. What's our Shaila? Hochanami. Over here also, so we're going to say the same. Hoyel v'nidcha kishniktam. Seeing as it was rejected when the top was cut off, su loy hodar mechzi, will it also therefore never become once again appropriate even by aliyah tomorrow? What's aliyah tomorrow? When tomorrow is oila, would I say, I'm sorry, it's too late, game over. Once it became rejected, it remains like that, just like in Korban. Rashi adds one line over here. V'hasta, now, at this stage of the game, loy, dayik, we are not being medaktik, we are not differentiating, bein, gochui, me'ikara, lemire, v'nitcha. The high, the niktam, me'erev, yomtiv, loy, nire, me'oilom. What's Rashi saying? Whenever we talk about the sugya of nitcha or dochri, we always have to differentiate, and Rashi is telling you, at this stage of the game, we're just keeping this all very parrot. But we'll have to bear this in mind. Whenever we talk about dochri, we always have to differentiate between if it was nire, the nitcha, or whether it was dochri, me'ikara, right from the outset, meaning. Imagine you've got a hadak like an alkid, and it was niksam. When did it become niksam?
After
Yom Tov. It comes into Yom Tov, therefore,
apostle.
Which means it was never ever near. It was never near. So the Erev Yom Tov is irrelevant. There's no mitzvah hadak on Erev Yom Tov. At the moment when mitzvah hadak kicks in, which is when? Beginning of Yom Tov is very important. That's called Dokri Me'ikara. From the very first moment when in theory it could be kosher, it arrived in the world Dokri. As opposed to if on Yom Tov morning it became Niksam. If on Yom Tov morning it became Niksam, then on Leil Yom Tov, when Yom Tov came in, it was Nira. Ah, oh, that's not called Dokri Me'ikara. That's not called rejected from the outset. That's called Nira v'nitcha. Nira v'nitcha. It first became Nira. First it was visible, literally. It first became fitting, it was appropriate, and then became rejected. So Rashi, why is Rashi pointing this out at this stage? Because, let's go back to Korbanos. Where have we found a principle of Dokri with Korbanos? What was the case? You took the animal, you made it to Korban, you tested it, and then suddenly it all went perfect. It became Dokri. But it was Nira first! It was Nira first! It was Nira the Nitzka. We'll have to see in a minute what's worse, what's better, but just for the moment, laying down the principles. It was Nira, and then it became Nitzka. That's not quite the same as the Hadas case that we're talking about. What was the year in the asylum? It became Niksam when? Erev Yom Tov. And the tomorrow grew on Yom Tov. So it was never near. There was not one second in this Hadas's life that it was kosher. What are you going to tell me? Yeah, on Erev because it was kosher. What do you mean Erev because it was kosher? This thing is kosher. This thing is a kosher Hadas and Erev Yom Tov. No, this is Hadas. So when the mitzvah of Hadas kicked in, it was only possible. That's called Dokri Me'ikara. Which really means you're not comparing like with like. That's why Rashi says, Bahasta Le Dayak. At this stage of the game, the Gemara is not differentiating. Maybe later on we'll see that a difference can be made. So let's see those last words of Rashi again. Bahasta Le Dayak. At this stage, we're not being didactic. We're not analyzing. Bain, whether we're talking about Dokri Me'ikara, something that was rejected right from the outset, like the case of Hadas, as opposed to Lenira V'nitcha, as opposed to a case that was first appropriate and then became rejected. Why am I pointing this out to Rashi? To hide the Niksam Me'erev Yom Tov, because this Hadas, that was Niksam already on Erev Yom Tov, Lenira Me'oilom. It was never Nira. So therefore it would be incorrect to call this Nira V'nitcha. It's not Nira V'nitcha. What is it? That's not the same as a carbonus. The example you brought me as a precedent from carbonus, it was mirror. It was a beautiful carbon. You checked that everything was going fine and dandy. Then problems began. That's called mirror the mikra. It's a valid differentiation. At this stage of the game, we're not differentiating.
At night, is it always sunrise?
Whatever, I'm not getting involved. In theory, in Yom Tov as well. It's a good prayer you're asking. But for a moment, let's assume the onset of Yom Tov is literally there. Of? Good. If it would be Dachmi Yikar, what would be the halakha then? When you made it into a carbon. If you make an animal into a carbon and it's already Dachmi, that's called Dachmi Yikar. Whether that remains Dachmi, we'll see. So at the moment, we know one thing. So let's work out what we do know and let's work out what we don't know. What do we know? We know that in carbonis there exists a principle of dochri. When? In which case? Does it definitely apply?
Nirvanitza.
If it was first nira and then became nidcha, in carbonis you have a principle which says, I'm sorry, once it became dochri, once rejected, always rejected. If it was dochri miyikara, question mark. What's our sign now with Hadas? If it was mixed up on Erev Yom Tov and it grew back on Yom Tov, do you say Dochri or not? Whoa, 1 second. That's not Nira the Nidcha. What is that? That's Dochri Miyikara. Because that's a good point. We're not differentiating yet. That's just the Hasta. What does the Hasta give the game away a little bit? The things are going to fix. Otherwise, Rashi would have just said, the Ein Hevdel, there is no difference. That shouldn't say that. The Hasta Loi Daik is giving the game away. At this stage, it's like here sometimes after says Falkadato. Bahasta Loidaik. At this stage we're not being medactic, Nirvanitka, Dokinikara, but stay tuned. What's this space? Things could change. But at the moment we're not differentiating. Therefore Yirmiyah's Shaila is a very, very important Shaila. If you ever had that, which was definitely Dokri, why was it Dokri? Because it was Nikdam, Daz. It becomes kosher again when the nixam disappears. It's also very small now. It's definitely no longer nixam. It becomes a great quiz question. How can it be, as a photograph of a hadas, 1000% great looking hadas, possible? The truth is, it could be asero, irani dacha, nothing wrong inherently. So here we have another case. Could be. The reason why we apostle is because it was once upon a time possible. Yeah, but it's all fine now. But maybe there's a principle called Dochi. Once rejected, always rejected. That's the view of your sailor. You said it is okay, that's the view of your sailor. It's no longer Nixon. That's now the top of your stem. That is now the top of your stem. I don't have a headless stem. That is the end of the stem. That is the end of the stem. The head of the stem has morphed into a fruit. It's not just a cut off half stem, but half. This is the total stem and the fruit emerging from it. We'll see. Maybe that's not called mirror. We'll see. Says the Gemara, this is our side of what is there Dochri or is there not Dochri? That's the question. Yes, Dichri Eitzel Mitzvah or Ein Dichri Eitzel Mitzvah. That's our side. Now, we have a complicated Raya. And we daf go halkin kop. It's actually not so complicated. It's as complicated if you don't know how to read the Gemara. You've got to bear with the stages of the Gemara. It's a raya based on a whole question and answer back and forth. So everyone, stay tuned. If anybody wants to fall asleep, just wait till the end, otherwise you'll miss it in the middle. The Tishrei lay, let us be patient. Let us try and resolve this topic, Meha v'tznan. From that, we have learned the Mishnah. Meha v'tznan. We have learned the Mishnah as follows. Kisohu v'nisgale potter melechafet. We're talking about the Mishnah of Kisri Hadam, which, as you all know, only applies the dam of a chaya or the dam of an oif, not the dam of a behemoth. Once you set the chaya of an oif, the blood has to be covered, mitzvah do eraisa. Fine. So the mitzvah is discussing about kisohu. You did cover it. You put earth over the dam. Beautiful, you're in a kind of mitzvah do eraisa of kisri hadam. The problem is, venis gale. And then it becomes uncovered. So do we say, okay, the mitzvah has now been cancelled, you've got to begin all over again, or perhaps not. Once we cover the dam, that's what I have to do. Says the mitzvah, potum al-chafet. Yep, again. So it sounds like, what is the mitzvah of kisri hadam? A one-time thing. You make sure you cover it, game over. If it became uncovered afterwards, not interested. That's what the mitzvah says, potum. Then the mitzvah carries on. It says, kisohu horua. What happens if I never covered it? But the wind did. The wind blew some earth over the blood. So here I was, earth in hand, just about to makan the mitzvah of kisri hadam, and the wind then covered the dam with earth. So what do I do now? Says the mishnah, chayav lechasei. You're obligated to mechasei. Chayav lechasei.
If you can't go cover it.
You read the next line of the Gemara, I'm assuming you saw the next Gemara. Otherwise, you didn't ask the question. The Omer Rabba Bachana Omer Rabbi Yechanan. The Rabba Bachana said the name of Rabbi Yechanan, Lo Yishon. This is only true, Elo, Shechozar Venizgalo. Only if it then became uncovered. So the wind covered it. And then it became uncovered. How did it become uncovered? So we tell it. The wind blew it off. Your 6-year-old kid blew it off. You took it off. Not interested. If it became uncovered, then what? Then you're mechuyev to cover it. But if it never became uncovered, then possibly just leave it the way it is. You have to do anything. Okay, we've got now two cases. Case number two and case number one was you covered it. It then became uncovered. What's halacha? If the wind covered it and then it got uncovered, what's halacha? All of a sudden, hi. Oh, 1 second. The hazinon bo, and we asked on this. As I mentioned before, you have the whole cup over here. We haven't finished the raya. The raya is based on the whole Mishnah with the Leishonu, with the Havinon. You've got to keep in the whole conversation, and then we work out the raya when we get to the end. The Havinon, we asked on it, Ki Chozar Venizgale. Even when it became uncovered again, after what? Which case is going on? First case or the second case? In the second case, where the wind came and it blew earth over the dam. At that stage of the game, what were you mukhiyah to do at that stage? Nothing. Then the wind or somebody or something, doesn't make a difference what. The dam became uncovered again. What do we say now? Oh, all of a sudden you're high. 1 second, why? Hazinon bo ki chozar v'nisgale. Amai chayav lechasoi. Why are you hired to cover the dam? Hoyo the itchi itchi. Surely, once it was dochri, what does that mean it was dochri? When was it dochri? When it was covered. Albeit, it wasn't through me, who cares? Once the wind covered it, you told me I'm not mechuyev to anything. So at that stage, what's the situation with the dam?
Covered.
There's no mitzvah. The mitzvah got suspended, rejected. There's nothing to do. Who did the mitzvah? You can't say the mitzvah was done. There's no mitzvah. The wind did it. Nobody did the mitzvah. But the mitzvah has been rejected. The mitzvah has been suspended. There is no mitzvah. Sorry. The dam, in its uncovered state, needs to be covered. This dam is covered. So therefore, I'm very sorry to tell you, the mitzvah is suspended. So why don't we say that once the mitzvah is suspended, dochri, then what? That's the way it will remain suspended. And we didn't say that. What did we say? But if it becomes uncovered again, what's halacha? You've got to cover it. Why? It's too late. It's been suspended. It's been suspended. That was the castle we asked on the Mishnah. So you're telling me that if the wind covered it, don't do anything, dochri. Once it becomes uncovered again, you've got to go and be Makan the Mitzvah. It was dochri. The Omer of Papa, we're still in the middle of the proof. Zoyfei Meret, this teaches us, Ein Dochri Eitzo Mitzvah. So Rav Papa says, it's all part of that conversation. In a minute, we'll see how this proves our principle. Rav Papa says, we therefore arrive at the inescapable conclusion that was, there's no Dochri. Even though this mitzvah was rejected, there is no principle of dichri by mitzvahs, only with regard to korbanos, not with mitzvahs. There were four stages to this conversation. Let's work them out one by one. Stage number one is, it says, if somebody covered dam, and then it got uncovered, it doesn't have to be mechatez again. Why not? There's a mitzvah, stage one. Stage two, if the wind covered it, and it's currently covered, what do you have to do? Nothing. And the Gemara explains that only as long as it is indeed stays covered. Stage three, if it becomes uncovered again, now your mitzvah kicks back in, and you've got to cover it. Says the Gemara, but why? Surely, at least in its covered state, it was dochri, so how does it become once again qualifiable for the mitzvah? So the proper, obviously you see that there's no principle of dochri with regard to mitzvah. It's true, nobody denies with regard to karbonos, there is a principle of dochri. It's mafurish the sugyas in Tzach. That wasn't our shaila. Our shaila was, do we copy and paste dochri that we have found in the parasha of karbonos and adapt it to mitzvahs? I see from Kisri Adam, it doesn't apply to mitzvahs. Who told us that? Rav Papa. Rav Papa told us that what? I see from the Kisri Adam story, Ein Dichri Eitzo Mitzvah. Closed conversation. Now let's bring it back to our story. If Rav Papa told us Ein Dichri Eitzo Mitzvah, well, he's just gone and told it to us. So that resolves Rav Yirmiyah's silence. Rav Yirmiyah said the world, I wonder what would be with a hadah. It became dochri, because it was mixed up. And then it became kosher again, because ultimately tomorrow, dochri ate from mitzvahs, or not dichri ate from mitzvahs. I see from the Kisri Adam story, at least the way Rav Papa arrived at his conclusion, that was no dochri. Yeah, but Karbana says dichri. Fine. Obviously, Karbana says different rules than it. Says Rashi, Kisohu Odom Ledam Chaya Oi Oi. As we said before, Kisodom only refers to Dam Chaya Oi Oi. What's Rashi pointing out with the first word over here, Odom? What do you mean, Odom? A man, and not what? A human being. Another way, very good. Kisohu Odom, if a human being covered it, then once you've done the mitzvah, you go home, not interested in what happens afterwards. But if the wind covered it, there's nothing to do, but lo yishanu v'kisohu haluach chayev l'chasoy, elo, shechozav v'nizgala, only if it becomes uncovered once again. The question was, why? Hoyel v'idchi, once it became rejected, al yidei haluach. What did the wind do? The wind caused this dam to be rejected. Mikisu shel mitzvah. it cannot therefore anymore be subject to kifur shel mitzvah because it's already covered. Could the ka'oma, as you yourself said, the chi loy nizgale, if the dam did not become uncovered, what's halacha? So what does that teach me? But at those moments when the dam is still covered, what is the situation with the mitzvah? Stop it, it's expensive. In other words, you might in theory have told me this is not true. Imagine you would tell me that if the dam got covered by the ruach, it's your job to take the earth off and cover it. If that would be the halacha, then it turns out it was never doffed. It was never doffed. It was always waiting for the mitzvah to be fulfilled. And the mitzvah at no moment ever got suspended. But that's not true. Because what is the brightest tala? As long as the earth is there, fine, leave it there. Someone quick pick it up. The mitzvah is gone. And yet, when it did become uncovered, what did you tell me? Oh, Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to the mitzvah. But the mitzvah went, it was off it. So therefore, why don't I say, Itchi la'olam, it should be remain rejected forever, v'afilu nisgale, even if it becomes uncovered afterwards. The Omer of Papa Garcino, that's our text, the Papa said, obviously, this leads us to the conclusion that it must be a zichui eisel mitzvah. There's obviously no principle of zichui with regard to mitzvah. So for even though as long as this dam was covered by the earth, the mitzvah was rejected, but it doesn't remain rejected. But once the mitzvah comes back, we're more than happy to take him back. So therefore, let's now adapt that to Hadass. How are we trying to resolve the case of Hadass? According to this, what would be with regards to Hadass that was mixed up in Erev Yom Tov and grew tomorrow on Yom Tov? What should be the halacha? I was Dokhri. So what? In this situation. The Gemara does not differentiate yet. However, says the Gemara, the Rav Papa Gufa Miboya Lay. The Rav Papa Gufa Miboya Lay. What does that mean? No? What does that mean? The Rav Papa Gufe, Rav Papa himself, what did Rav Papa tell us? Four words. Ein zichui eisel mitzvah. How did Rav Papa know that? He didn't know it. He proved it. How did he prove it? From Kisi Adam. Therefore, what was Rav Yirmiyah posing as a question for them? Why is Rav Yirmiyah posing a question? Yeis zichui. Ein zichui, the Papa proved irrefutably ein zichui is the mitzvah. What are you wondering? Says the Gemara, no! Rav Yirmiyah is actually debating that very statement of Rav Papa. I know where Rav Papa holds. If we would phone up Rav Papa and we would ask Rav Papa, tell me, Rav Papa, what would you say in the case of Nikam Adas Erev Yom Tov also by tomorrow Yom Tov? What would the Papa tell us? I differ. I prove from Kisya Adam in the face of me. So we know what the Papa would hold. What was the most question? So what's the Rambam debating at all? Isn't it all straightforward? It's all Dvarim Mufarashim. No, says the Gemara. The Papa's conclusion is itself exactly the title of Rav Yirmiyah. In other words, Rav Yirmiyah is debating whether a Papa's conclusion is as clear cut as the Papa is making out to be or not. As far as the Papa is concerned, straightforward. Got done. It was covered by the wind. It's now Dochri, yes. And it says that it becomes uncovered. you chayav again, and there you have it. 101 is true. That's cool. He just gave some. This is what he wants. This is the base. This is the real one. No. Not so possible. Not so possible. Why is it not so possible? So let's try and explain this outside of the Gemara, and then we'll see how it fits in the word. Do you know what the distinction between hadas and kisi adam is? The distinction is, one case is a chumrah, and one case is a kula. Which case is a chumrah?
Kisi adam. We're telling you.
I don't care. I'm not interested in the fact that this dam was once upon a time zochri. Now that it's become uncovered, you have to do kisi adam again, whether you like it or not. Big chumrah. What do you want to say? Ah, angel grace. The mitzvah, let's now copy and paste that back onto the case of hadas. 1 second. Hadas is a chumrah or a kula? Kula! You're telling me, oh, goody, hadas is a welcome back with open arms, big reception committee, Kabbalah spawning, because you're a kosher hadas again. You can fake this, no problem, that's a big kula. I'm now not sure whether a proper conclusion is correct. You know why? Because I also know how to read the Mishnayos and the Braisa with regard to Kisei Hadam. And I'm also fully aware that what? That the Braisa tells us that this dam was once upon a time Dokwi, when it was covered. And now that it was uncovered, what are you teaching me? What's halacha? Yechayev to cover. Does that mean a dichui eisel mitzvah period? 100% certain. Is that what this whole kisi adam discussion is teaching me? That tzad aleph. Tzad beis is that no. In fact, you know what the kisi adam story is teaching me? Dichui eisel mitzvah is in fact the topic. The topic. So if it's a topic, what do you always have to do? You have to be machmir. But you can't be natal. Therefore, maybe the reason why the Braisa told me I've got to do kisi adam again is because of what? Because I'm being machmir, because I'm not sure whether it was dochri or not dochri, whether it remains that way or not. I don't know. So I'm being machmir, and I'm going to tell you, you better do kisi adam again. But don't tell me that therefore you can conclude with regard to that gas that what? That it's kosher, because that is a kula. So if I know with 100% certainty that there's a principle called ein dichui eisel mitzvah, that it's no difference whether it be machmi or makel. If that's the principle, and that's the principle, whatever conclusion you arrive at, it's machmi, machmi, makel, makel, irrelevant. So how did Rav Popper see this story? What did Rav Popper prove from the Kisi Adam story? What did Rav Popper conclude from the Kisi Adam story? Ein dichui eisel mitzvah. That's what Rav Popper said. Zoyfe in there. This teaches us Ein dichui eisel mitzvah. So as far as he's concerned,
yes.
There's no topic, game over. Ein dichui eisel mitzvah. So if you phone up Rav Popper and you ask the Popper, tell me, what's the story with Hadas? What will he tell you? It's kosher. He said, oh, that's a big kula. So what? Ein dichui eisel mitzvah, whichever direction that takes you. Why was the view of you nonetheless posing the question? Because as far as he was concerned, the conclusion is not 100%. Rav Popper said, I'm convinced. Ein dichui eisel mitzvah. Chumrah, kula, I'm not interested. Ein dichui eisel mitzvah, period, discussion over.
The Gemara says, why is the Rumiya debating it at all?
Because the Rumiya, the Rav Popper Gufay, Rav Popper's very conclusion, you violate. What Popper to you is a topic to me. Are you in the pocket? Okay. Your prerogative, as far as the Papa was concerned, this was a closed discussion. What is halacha? Interfere for me. Says the viewer, okay, that's your prerogative. As far as I'm concerned, it's not so possible. I mean, it's a topic. And if it's a topic, what do you have to do? Yes, you must make it. Can't be natural. So I know that it says in Tifti Adam you have to recover it. Yeah, maybe that's because we are being machmir. But don't tell me that based on that when it comes to Adas you can be natural. That would only be true if a zichui, eitzel, mitzvah is 100% waterproof principle. That's what the Papa held. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. Let's go if it's in the words of the Gemara. What's about carbon? What's about carbon? And I see from his writer, and I see by carbon, I see over here applies to mitzvahs as well, by Kisi Adam. That's the Papa's conclusion. Rather, that's their stuff. Everybody agrees that you need carbon.
We have
this was once Zohri, and now we're saying you can cover it again. There's a Papa, I see. Right, I see there's a difference between mitzvahs and carbonas. Says the Papa, I see that there's a difference in carbonas and mitzvahs. No, but it's a special chumrah, it's not any old mitzvah, it's a carbon. No carbon's a mitzvah. We have 1,000 chumrahs of carbonas over regular mitzvahs. That was our whole discussion, fell off it. But I see it's not.
Similar.
There's something called a carbon and something called a mitzvah. Nobody in the world says Avamin is a carbon. It's not a carbon, it's a mitzvah. Hey, no, bring a proof. Bring a proof. Come back to Avshayach. Is it a carbon or is it a mitzvah? It's a mitzvah. A carbon is something you sacrifice on the mizbeach. Anything you don't is not a carbon, it's a mitzvah. So what was the discussion? I know Zichri applies to carbonus. Does it also apply to mitzvahs? Says the Papa, clearly not. Because I see the Kisei Adam is their principle of doctrine. Says the Gemara, the Rav Papa Gufa, Rav Papa himself, his conclusion, his actual conclusion, i.e., in Dichriyetz on mitzvahs, Miboyale is the subject of a discussion according to Rabbi Yirmiyahu, i.e., Mitzvot poshet lei. Do we say it's absolutely clearly resolved that in Dichri Eitzel mitzvahs is Rav Papa indeed right? Loishna l'kula v'loishna l'chumra. And it makes no difference whether you're being lenient or stringent. That's one side of the coin. I do know, or perhaps the second side of the coin, that no. Fuki Mesapkele. Really, it's the topic? And if that's the case, Lechumra, Amrino. But Lechula, Le Amrino. So Rav Yirmiyah is telling you, Rav Papa, as far as you are concerned, what does Kisi Adam teach me? And Dichri Eitzel Mitzvahs, whether it's the Kula or whether it's the Chumra, that was your conclusion. As far as I'm concerned, I'm not sure if that's the real Pshat in Kisei Adam. Is Kisei Adam teaching me Ein Dichri Eitzel Mitzvahs Vadai or Ein Dichri Eitzel Mitzvahs Sofik? I don't know. I don't know how to read the Baita. I don't know. I definitely know what it says in the Baita. Says in the Baita that if the Dam was covered, and then it became uncovered, you have to cover it again. Even though it was once upon a time rejected. I know that. Is that teaching me that the Vadai in Dichri Eitzel Mitzvahs, whether Lekula or Lechumra, or perhaps not? Maybe the Braisa has got a topic, and therefore you have to be Machmir, you can't be Mekum. I'm not sure. Where do you say Dichri Eitzel Mitzvahs? Therefore, Mechumra, you have to cover it again, because maybe in Dichri Eitzel Mitzvahs. But with regard to Hadas, maybe yes, to create some misses if he can't go to this Hadas. I don't know. So far as the Papa is concerned, all black and white, straightforward, as far as he was concerned, the Kisei Adam story was teaching me, and the Chiyas Mitzvahs, period, Nakuda. No Chumras, no Kulas, no Tzvetas, Vadai. If you ask the Papa, what would be the halacha of this hadas, what would he tell you?
100% kosher.
Says Rav Yirmiya, that's your opinion. And my opinion is that it's not so clear. You might be right. That's what he says. Nitzuk possibly, maybe you're right. Maybe the brisa is being resolved and it's teaching us vadai ein dichil mitzvah. Maybe it's not. Maybe the brisa is teaching you after you nachman. So in other words, what is the brisa teaching you when it says you have to recover the dam? Is the brisa telling me that there is a vadai mitzvah or a suffix mitzvah? That's what you're saying. If it's a vadai mitzvah, then what's the halacha with hadas? Kosher. And if it's a suffix mitzvah, then we have to be machzir, but we can't be bakel. Because we don't know, maybe there's a zechin, maybe not.
Why do we need the price when it's there?
Why assume that?
Why
assume that? Why? That's the silence. Why don't we
know? It's the silence. There aren't any proofs. No, because you have to cover it.
You have to cover it. You do have to cover it. You absolutely have to cover it. Sofik Zoy Raisa Lukhumma. You absolutely have to cover it. Now we're trying to work out why do you have to cover it. The Baisa teaches me the din, not the reason. The Baisa says, if you come to the Rav and he says, what should I do when the winds cover it? Now it became uncovered. What did the Rav tell you? One word, cover. Now I'm left working out, why did the Rav say that? Did he mean it Vadai or Sofik? The Baisa doesn't teach me that. That's my side. That's the Bion Yasila. Does the Brisa mean Vadai cover it? Why? Because Angel creates from Israel? Or does the Brisa mean you've got to cover it, but only in the Sofik? Because we don't know whether it's Zichri or not, and therefore you've got to be Machne. So I hedge your bet. That's the Bion Yasila. Says Rashi, the Rapapa Gufe. Hi, Diyuka, the Rav Papa, comma, that Diyuk that Rav Papa made, that conclusion, what did Rav Papa say? That what? The Eindich Leitzel Mitzvah, Lipay Leila Rav Yirmiya. That, in fact, is a question as far as Rav Yirmiya is concerned. According to Rav Papa, it's not a question, it's clear cut. Okay, for you it's clear, for me it's not. Why? Do I say that Mitzvah Poshit Leila Tana? Was it poshut to the Tana? The Tana who taught me that kisohu harua chayev lechaseis, when he told me that he's got to recover it, did he mean it's poshut that was the ein zichui, absolutely vadai? In which case, lois no lechumra. It makes no difference if we're dealing with a case of a chumra, like in the case of kisei adam kihocha, like here. The mechayev lay the kisri that we're going to obligate him to recover the dam mishum tamad ein zochui because there is no rejection. I'm sorry, you've got to do the mitzvah now, vadai. So too, I would use that principle even to be lenient. Like in the case of Rav Yirmiya, di'i ominon ein zochui. If in fact you take this to its logical conclusion, then what happens if you say ein zochui? Have a kosher. Then what would our das be now? Kosher. Yet the inyeh zochri, but if you'd say once it's rejected, it remains rejected, then have a poshut be bottle. So v'amrinam, if we're going to use the kisei adam principle, we'll say ein zochri or machshirinon, and we'll kosher it up. 100% vadai. That's one side of the coin. I don't know, or perhaps no. Maybe the Tana of Kisri Adam wasn't saying it as a vadai. A yilman sakele le Tana. Maybe the Tana wasn't so sure after all and he had a sofek. So what do you do when you have a sofek? Or mistake le chumrahu. When you have a sofek, you have to be machmed the machayev le. Yes, you are obligated to cover it once again. Why? The Shemor Eindichui. Maybe there's no rejection, and therefore what? Even though it was once upon a time rejected, it doesn't remain that way. But I have to use it only Lechumra. But I'm very sorry, Avalakula. But if you want to now use that in the opposite direction, even to be lenient, going to the Indian tomorrow, like with regards to a case of the Hadas, oh sorry, Loyam Rinam. But I'm not allowed to say that. El apostle, no, to the contrary, I'm going to have to pass it. Why?
Because
maybe there isn't. I don't know. And if there is zichui, then what?
And if hadas is disqualified, I can't allow you to touch it.
Why is
it I'm allowing you to take it. What do you mean? I'm allowing you to take it, and I say you do not have to look for any other hadas.
Kosher, 100% fine kosher. If we're going to be machmir, we'll tell you no. Do not take this hadas. Take jolly well go to the shop and buy another one. If you want to be naked, I'll say, no, there's no need. It's 100% fine hadas. I was once upon a time dochri, so worry, ain't the chiyus on this. I can't be naked. Sorry, you're jolly well going to have to get hold of another hadas. Very big cooler to say, you don't need to get another hadas. You should take this one, 100% fine. There's the Gemara one word, teiku. Rav Yirmiyah left this unresolved.
He was fully aware of the Kitzei Hadam brighter. The conclusion, however, as far as he's concerned, unclear. Not clear cut. The Rav Papa tells you that what do I derive from the Kitzei Hadam brighter? Once you hold that principle, then apply it in every single case, whatever confusion you arrive at.
There's Rav Yirmiyah, yeah, the proper gufo, the proper very conclusion, me boyele, as far as I'm concerned, I'm depressed.
I don't know what the Tana is teaching me. I know what the Tana is telling me, but I don't know what the underlying reason behind the Tana is. I certainly know what the Tana passion is. What is the Tana passion? It's got a cover the dumb. That's what he told me. Why? He didn't tell me. I've got one or two choices. Either because it's a badai in differential mystery, or it's a topic. If it's a badai, then it applies when? Oh, all cases, the kula, the chumra, no difference. But if it's a topic, maybe the Tana was only telling you in the case of Kitzei Hadam, well, you've got to make sure you recover it just in case ends up with you. But when now move over to Hadas, what would I have to say all of a sudden? Oh, maybe Yeh Sofer. But once this is rejected, it remains rejected. So the Rav Yirmiyah, therefore I don't see any proof on this question. Take it and resolve. I don't know what Allah will do.
So Allah Halamaisa, if you have this case, according to a proper, what will be the Allah in the case of this Hadas? Why? In the case of it. And according to the Yirmiyah, what did Allah call a maitha? Stop it.
No.
The Rapapa, before, the boy alone, the Rapapa's badai conclusion to me is a topic. I know that he's badai, I'm not badai. I know what Rapapa holds. That's what he says. He told Rapapa. No, he said, Zoi Meret, Ein Zichri, Eight Sel Mitzvahs. He says clearly, Zois a merit ein zichri eitzal mitzvah. This teaches us ein zichri eitzal mitzvah. And the Yirmiyah says, no, it does not teach you that. Maybe it just teaches you, yes, you mustn't, because we don't know whether zichri or not. The Prophet said it clear cut. Zois a merit ein zichri. There is absolutely no zichri. Period. Kula kumra irrelevant. So the Yirmiyah says, okay, that's your conclusion. I don't know whether that's the correct interpretation of the Bible. You might be right. You might be wrong. Maybe it's a topic. And if it's a topic, then what? Can you use it as a chumrah? You can't use it to make it with Hadas and say it's kosher when maybe it's not kosher. Take it.
Can you just think of a simpler case of Yehoi and the Tanya? And one of these topics is ready to be a Tanya in it, suspended, then you put it before you can go in.
That's not cool. Doctor is from this. The chest of the mitzvah, the sukkah, is not the same topic. Here we're talking about where the mitzvah itself is possible. Number two, in the case of sukkah, at every single moment there is a brand new mitzvah to sit in the sukkah. The fact that I'm required to sit in the sukkah on Monday has nothing to do with the fact that I was required to do it on Sunday. So the fact that yes, it is possible is totally irrelevant. I need to know what the story is today.
when a case of Nadas is one mitzvah today. There's a mitzvah today to take Nadas. That's my question. Is it possible? Who said it should become kosher again? It's one machai, it's not a new machai.
Okay, we're going to hold it over here. On Tuesday, day, that's when we're going to continue the Gemara. We're going to try and bring another proof, Lema Katanoi. We're going to try and make our way at least to the two dots. And then Be'ez Hashem throughout the week, try and even turn over the page and make our way to the Mishnah, Lama Gimel, Lama Gimel.